Yei zika. When you have a real yavam, we hold yei zika. Therefore, so why is yavam and maima chalowis? Because maima goes upon the zika. And here you said you want the maima to go upon the zika. So here, also chalitza of kosel zika. Here, since you gave chalitza, took away the zika. Rabbanan say no. All cases, all over is ain zika mikara. There's no zika mikara. So meila ain zika. Therefore, mikara at the beginning. Iluam alois kashlim zika shivamin. If he would have said, I want him in the kadoshu with the zika shivamin, mila mahanya wouldn't have helped him. Even though you don't have zika, still, if you'd say that lashon zika shivamin, it would be chal. His hashanam mahanya. He also thought it could also be chal. Lamaisa, I don't care if you mention the word Zika. He holds Zika, there's never a Kenyan Zika. Still, if you make Maimer with the Yavamin, the Maimer is Chal. So now, even if you gave Chalitza, Lamaisa, when you say you wanted the Mekadosho, but term is Zika, so Yavamin, so what? Lamaisa, Kedushin is Chal. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Nun Gimel. Again, the last shaila was the shaila. What shaila machloikis Rebbe and Chomin? If after chalitza you make a maimer, we had a machloikis if the maimer is chal or not. The shaila if you make the maimer l'shem kedushe yivomis is a chal or not. So last machloikis, last herz we had, Rava said that if you said the maimer yivomin stam is kuli amalei pligi de mahanya. V'ochel ma'askin again the amalei is kachli bezikas yivomin. You spoke out clearly after you made chalitza, you want to be in the kaddish now with zikas yivamin. Rebbe sov, Rebbe holds ye zika. This is the top of Nun Gimel with Aleph. And Rebbe holds ye zika. So therefore, usually, v'yasoi chalitza av kosei, le zika. Over here, after you give chalitza, chalitza takes away the zika. So usually, how does a maimer work? That since you hold ye zika, maimer is an extension, goes on top of the zika, that's how maimer works. So over here, since you gave chalitz, you took away the zika, the male of maimer is not chal. For Rabbanan Tzavri, ain zika. The Rabbanan hold the chlal, when your brother dies, as a mitzvah yibum, you don't hold from your side a zika. She's not called attached to you yet. Therefore, mikara, iluam alo iskachali bezikas yivomin, milo mahanyom, haistam, when your brother dies, as a mitzvah yibum, havadim the Rabbanan, there's a kinyan maimer. If you go to Yavam and say you want to be Mekadosh to her, with Zikas Yavam, it's Chal, even though there's no real Zika, but it's Chal, Machmas Adin of Maimer. Is Hashtanami Mahanya, that's the Rabbanan Svara. Even after you give Chalitza to Yavam, and you took away all the Zika, it doesn't make a difference. Lamai said, now you're coming to be Mekadosh, and we're going according to the Rabbanan Shita that Kedushin is Chal and Chai Vilavin. Therefore, Lamai said, the Kedushin is Chal, and you have to give her a get. Rav Sharbi Omar, the Chalitza Ksheira. If we're talking about he gave a good Chalitza, the Yavam gave his Yavam a good Chalitza. So it depends. Idiom, Alois Kachali Bezikas Yavamin, Kulialma Leipligid Lamahanya. Even the Rabbanim would agree, such a Kedushin is not Chal after Chalitza. Since you tell the Farish, his Kachali, the Zikas Yavamin, Sinchur is saying clearly, you only want the Maima, the Kedushin, to be Chal, if there's still some Zika there. He's on the Zika, I want to make Kedushin. Now, Lamaisa, since you already gave a Chalitza, Chalitza, we know, takes away all the Zika, so Mamela, this Kedushin won't be Chal. Is Kuliyam Alei Pligid Lamahanya. Even the Rabbanim would agree to say that this Kedushin is not Chal after Chalitza. So what's the Machlokes then? For Hocha B'Chalitza Psula Kemiflagi. Here we're talking about you gave your Yavama a Chalitza that's a Chalitza Psula. Like what case? Rashi says, Hocha B'Chalitza Psula Kegoin Shecholat Achra Get. First you gave your Yavama a Get. So Midrabbanan, that's one din a get Midrabbanan, asks you on her, it's called like he gave a mixas chalitza. Now when you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza psula, because before you gave a chalitza, you didn't have the mixas yibum anymore. You're not allowed to make a yibum. Once you give her a get, Midrabbanan, it's like you started chalitza, it's also now for you to be miyabim her. So therefore when you give her the chalitza, it's called a chalitza psula. Achlitza Kshera means that the Zika is 100% there, that if you want to right now, you could be Miyabma. Just instead of making Yibm, you're making Chlitza. But over here, since you gave the get first, So we're giving a get mit Rabbonin, you can't be miyabmer anymore. So the chalitza you give now is called the chalitza psula. So that's the machlokes. V'ocha b'chalitza psula kemiflugi. Ma sova chalitza psula poiteris. The Rebbe Shita is that a chalitza psula poiteris means takes off all the zika. There's no more zika left. So therefore, since you go to her now and want to make a mimer with a lashon of hiskachuli bezikas yivomin, that's what you're telling her. And since l'maisa after chalitza psula, there's no more zika left. The mail of the kedushin is not chal. Umasover, what's the rabbanon svara? The rabbanon hold chalitza psula ain't a poiteris. Chalitza psula does not patel legamri. Since the chalitza, you didn't have the alternative to make yivum. You can't make yibum since you first gave a get. So the chalitza is called the chalitza psula. A chalitza psula does not take off all the zika. Since there's some zika left, therefore now when you makadisha with this lashon of iskachili bezikas yivamin, the kedushin is chal, since lamaisa there's still some zika left. That's the machlokes. Is a chalitza psula take away all the zika or not? Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, the Kula Yal everybody holds, Chalitza Psula ain't a Pateris. No, a Chalitza Psula does not take away all the Zika. So Lamaisa, there is still some Zika left even after the Chalitza. Therefore, if you Makadisha with this Lashon of Iskachali Bezikas Yivomin, Luchur, it should be Chal. According to everybody, the Zika should be Chal. For Hoch, you know what the Machlokes over here is? Vocho B'yesh Tnai B'Chalitza Kemiflugi. So machlokes if there's a tanai b'chalitza or not. So Rashi says like this: Yesh tanai b'chalitza shechol atzlo amna shetiten loy mosayim zuz. You gave a chalitza, but amnas on a tanai that you give me $200 back. So Rebbe Sover ain tanai moil b'chalitza. Tanai does not help at all. V'yafilu loy nosna loy ain tanai moil. Even if you didn't give her the $200, the tanai is not chal. Vevi chalitza, the chalitza is chal 100%. Hilchach le tofas mayim meshos of loshen zikas yivomim, abasroi. To have kosel is ikosroi. Since this chalitza is chal, he holds the chalitza, you can't make a tanai. If lemaitza the yovim gives the yivom a chalitza, it's chal 100%. That's not a chalitza psula here. It's talking about chalitza kshera. So since you gave her a good chalitza, this chalitza takes away all the zika. Therefore, now if you go to be mekadisha with the lashon of iskachli bezikas yivomin, it's takanat chal. That's Rebbe Shita. Rashi l'rabbonin. What's the rabbonin shita? Yesh tanai. No, you couldn't make a tanai when you give chalitza. Therefore, v'chol kama d'leikaima lo, v'chol kama d'leikaima. Kol zeman you did not be mekayim v'tanai. She did not give you $200. Zika does not go off. And if the Yovim says, you know what, instead of giving me the $200, I want to be Mekadosh you. So since Lamaisa, the Chalitza was not Chal, therefore the Kedushin is Chal, that's the Machlokes. So more like this. V'ocha b'yesh t'nai b'chalitza k'miflugi. Ma sova yesh t'nai b'chalitza. That's the Rabbanan Shita, that Tanoim are Chal and a Chalitza, so Chalitza is not Chal, until you Mekayim the Tanai. In this case, you didn't give the $200 yet, so the Chalitza was not Chal, therefore the Zika is still here. Therefore the Maimer is Chal, the Maimer is upon the Zika. Umasava Rebbe Shita is, ain't Tanai the Chalitza, no, you can't make any Tanai the Chalitza. Therefore, when you gave the Chalitza, it was Chal 100%. The Chalitza took away all the Zika. So now that there's no more Zika left, if you go to make Maimer with this type of Eloshin of Iskachli and Zika Sivamin, nothing is Chal, because there's no Chalitza, there's no Zika left over. Ravinu Ram Ravina says, the Kula Yal everybody holds, I tell you, Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza. Everybody holds, no, you could make a Tanai in Chalitza. So Rashi speaks out that Afagav de Kaimalon, later in the Masechta, Chalitza Mutoy is Kshera. So we hold later, if you make a chalitza with a tanai, the tanai is not chal, and the chalitza is kosher. So Tadrashi, hani tanoi le svir lehu. And if not, these tanoim don't hold, like the Gemara comes out to Maskana later. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys learned a little bit different. Toys learned that the kasha late in the Masech to become a pshita. There's a svara you cannot make it tonight on chalitza. And the Gemara says a svara there is called tanoim lo nafam, but they got up and they ruvain. It's only something that's ayde shliach. Something you can't make a shliach, you can't make it tonight. Chalitza, you can't make a shliach to make the chalitza. Therefore, you can't make it tonight on chalitza. So how could they say here yesh tonight? So Toys says yamari. That everybody holds. She's mutter l'shuk. When you give a chalitz, even though you made a condition, the condition is not chal. Avada the chalitz is chal 100%. The yay tanai the chalitz, that's the Gemara later. Elo, what's our Gemara talking about? Linyinahevi chalitz of Sula. Here it's only a shalit of the chalitz called the chalitz of Sula, that the zika does not go off completely. That's what our shita's hold here. And since you made a tanai in the chalitza, even though the chalitza is chal, but it's called the chalitza psula, then with the rabbanon there is still some zika left over. That's Ravina's teres over here. Ravina rabban the kuli yalma yesh tanai bechalitza, which means that even after the chalitza is chal, still there's some zika left over. So what's the machlekes then over here? V'ocha b'tanai kofu kemiflegi. So you have to speak out the tanai with a double lashon. That's called the Tanai Kafel. You have to say, if you give me the $200, then the Chalitza will be Chal. And you have to speak out that if you don't give me the $200, then the Chalitza will not be Chal. That's called a Tanai Kafel. You have to speak it out both ways. Ma'asava bina Tanai Kafel. That's Rebbe Shita. So when is a Tanai Chal? Only if you say Kafel. You say it both ways. And here you did not say it both ways. Therefore, Rebbe holds when he gave the chalitza was chal 100% without the tanai. Therefore, there's no mozika. Therefore, maimer is not chal. Umasa, with the rabbanan svar is loy bina tanai kofel. You do not have to speak it out of double lashon. It's enough. You stand saying, "I'm giving you chalitza al manas that you give me $200." And it's self understood that if you don't give me $200, the chalitza is not chal. So, according to the rabbanan, the tanai is here. And the Tanai helps, the way Tosis learns, enough to say that there's still some Zika midrabbana left over after the Chalitza. Therefore, even though the Chalitza is Chal, that she's Mutter L'shuk, she's allowed to get married. But Akoponim, there is still some Zika left over enough that over here, if you make a Kedushin with her, and you tell her, Skatchali, Bezika Sivamin, Lamaisa the Kedushin is Chal. Even though she's a Chai V'lavin, if you give a chalitza, the Torah says, Kivin Shmidashin, Kivin Shalaybon, Shub LaYivna, you're not allowed to marry her, but only Chai V'lavin. And according to the Rabbanan Shita, by Chai V'lavin, Kedushin is Chal. So when I said, that's the din, Kedushin is Chal, and you have to give her a get. For at the end, the Mishnah says, Cholatz, if you first give you Yivam a chalitza, then V'yosa Maimer, V'nosan Get, U'boal. So the Mishnah says, Ein Acha Chalitza Klum. That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that once you give Chalitza to Yavama, you pater her. Finished, the Zika goes off. Now she's a Chai V'lavin. Rabbi Kiva Shita is on Chai V'lavin, Kedushin is not Chal. Therefore, if you make a Maimer after Chalitza, it's not Chal. You give her a get, there's nothing to talk about. She's not your wife, there's no get. Ubal, if you make Bia, also it's not Chal. The Maisa, she's a Chai V'lavin, Kedushin is not Chal. That's what the Mishnah says, Ein Acha Chalitza Klum. And then the Mishnah also says cases about Bia. Let's say you are Boal. First you are Boal her, so you are Kain her. Then also says if you make a Maimer or a Get afterwards, and also nothing is Chal. So Gemara says, V'nisni, how come the Mishnah doesn't speak out Nami? Ein Acha Bia Klum? It should also say that if one Yavam was Miyabim the Yavamo, so that's it, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. The second wife now, she's Yotzel L'shuk, and she's a Chai V'lavin on the brothers. And if somebody makes maimer with her, gives her a get, it's nothing. Ein acha biyaklum. How come the Mishnah doesn't say it? Rashi spoke out this kash in the Mishnah. But this is the Gemara now. Why does the Mishnah only say, Ein acha chalitza klum? The Mishnah should also say, Ein acha biyaklum. So Marian says, Ein acha nami, Abaye v'rova d'yarmer tavayu, Toni, you should learn taka, Ein acha biyaklum. Or in a brisa, the brisa at least does say, it's taka true? Havada, just like Einach Achlitza Klum, Einach Abiyah Klum. Once a Yavam makes him one of the Yavamahs, Biya, he's Koina, that's it. The other one is a Chai V'lavin, and nothing is Chal after that. For the Gemara of Atan Bidon, How come our Tana now Misha doesn't speak this out clearly? Ein acha biyaklum. But there it says, HaTorah Yevoma Leshuk Adifalei. Our Tana only wants to talk about the fact that she's Mutal Leshuk. That means if you give a chalitza, once you give a chalitza, she's mutal l'shuk. She has no more shaykhis to the yovam. And then like a chalitza klum. So that's what the Mishnah Ikka speaks about chalitza. So if the Salem I says she's mutal l'shuk right now. In the case where you gave a biya, havad will be the same halacha, ain't ach a biya klum. But then the Mishnah says, echad yevama achas, echad shtei yevamas. All these halachas apply whether there's one yavam to one yavama or there's two yavamos to one yavam. That your brother had two eyes and then he was nifta. So lemaisa now two of them fall to one brother. So Gemara says mas nistin de loike ben azai. If so, our Mishnah does not come out like ben azai shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Ben azai yoyme. Ben azai says that yesh maimer acha maimer. B'shtei yevomin v'yevom achas. When did we hold that the Rabban and Shita? That was the machlokes in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Gamliel b'chlal says ein maimer acha maimer. The Rabbanan says yes, there's yesh maimer acha maimer. Now Ben Azai says even according to the Rabbanan that you say yesh maimer acha maimer. When is that? That's only b'shnei yevomin v'yevom achas. Where you have your brother only had one wife. He was nifta. Now you have two brothers alive. So if one brother gives maimer, he's koinim midrabbanan. When the second brother gives maimer, he's also koinim midrabbanan. The nafkamina, they're both also with all the kravis. But vi ein maimer acha maimer b'shtei yevamos v'yavam echad. Then as the old, if there's only one brother alive, and your brother had two wives, so when this one yavam now gives one yevama maimer, that's it. He cannot make maimer on the second yevama. That's benazah shita. And our Mishnah says clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says that all the halachas of the Mishnah, that according to the Rabbanan Shita, that we hold Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, applies whether it's one Yavam to two Yavamas, or one Yavama to two Yavamin. And since our Mishnah says it applies both cases, it's not like Ben Azai. Vayta Ketzer, then the Mishnah explains, Maimer Lazu, Laimer Ladamar Mesana Lishmuel. The Chur from our Mishnah should be a proof to Shmuel's din. Leima Mesala Lishmuel. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Cholat Labailas Maimer, in the case we gave Maimer to one. And now you want to give Chalitza. See, all did he give Chalitza to the Bailas Maimer, you should know, Lo Niftara Tzarasa. You did not part of the Tzara. That since you made Maimer ready, the Chalitza is not called such a good Chalitza. To use to the Rabbi Yosef, it should be a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. The Rashi says, "Leimu masana leShmuel, amaim lezu v'cholas lezukoi." The Mishnah says if he gave maimer to one, and then he gave chalitza to the second one. Now, midaloi nokat chalitza abaylas maimer. The Mishnah does not go back to say he gave chalitza to the first one that he gave maimer to. Mashmi, you could give maimer where your brother had two wives. Now you gave maimer to one, then you could give chalitza to the second one. So the Chur Messiah Lishmuel to write to Shmuel, the Yoma Cholat Labailas Maimer, La Niftara Tzarasa. The Chiv when the boy get La Mamoroi, La Yeva Chalitza Mal Yisa, La Yafuke Zika the Chaverta. Shmuel holds in the case we gave Maimer to one. Now when you want to give Chalitza, it's like this. If you give Chalitza to that one that you gave Maimer, it does not part of the Tzara. Because it's not called a Chalitza Ksheira, because you still need to give a get for the Maimer. So if you give a chalitza though to the other one, that part is both for them. So that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says if you gave maimer to one, then you give chalitza to the second one. So it's a raya to Shmuel, and the Gemara says lechura, but to yuf to the Rabbi Yosef, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef says no. We had Rashi says the Yomah b'chalitz. We had Rabbi Yosef swear was in Perak HaChalitz that lo yishpach adam meibur b'chem tzrichum lehem. Don't ruin it for somebody else. To hocho de cholas lechaverto ukemaisa boy get v'nimtza poysel l'shteim in akuna. If Yosef's svar is don't pass a law if you don't have to. So what happened here? You gave one maimer. Now for this one that he gave maimer, you're going to have to give her a get. When she gets a get, she's poysel l'kuna. Now when you have to give chalitza now, Rabbi Yosef would tell you give the chalitza to the one you gave maimer to. Because if you give chalitza to the other one, but the rabbonah and the kohen is not allowed to marry a chalitza. So what you're doing now is you're ruining both of them to the kohen. A kohen can't marry the first one because she's going to be a grusha. A kohen can't marry the second one, she's going to be a chalitza. So the Yosef says the Yetzer is, give chalitza to the first Yevama that you already gave maima to. So she's going to have two things now. She's going to have chalitza and a get. Good. So she's also to the kohen. The other Yevama, though, she'll be mutter. She's only an amona. She'll be mutter to a kohen. So for our Mishnah, the Kashan of Yosef. Because our Mishnah's mashmi could give maima to one, and then the chalitza is supposed to give to the other one. And so it's a riot to Shmuel Kashan of Yosef. Mar says no. Mi katoni chalitz. Does our Mishnah say a loshna of lechatchila that you're supposed to give chalitza to the second one? Cholat ketoni, dievid. A loshna cholat means b'dievid. It's not saying what you should do. It's saying in a mitzias. If you gave a maima to one, and then you went and gave chalitza to the second one, it's chal. The chalitza helps. But not that that's what you're supposed to do. And not if you did the opposite way. It won't be good. So there's no riot. No riot to Shmuel, no kashan of Yosef. The Mishnah is only saying, b'dievid, if you gave a chalitza to the second one, it's also good. Right, the get lezu, the get lezu. So the Mar Lechur, leimim mesayle l'rabba barafuna. Should be a riot to Rabba barafuna, to Omar Rabba barafuna. Chalitza psula, tzricho lachzu akolachin. That because mashmi give a get to one, and then a get to the other one. Or really, Rashi's girls like this. Rashi's girl is Leim Masel and Rab Ochgasinen. Get Lizu v'cholos Lizu. Leim Masel. No. It says Vachlitza he al Chitza Psul Sich Lachso Cholachin. That Gemara might Tzricha is Tzricha the Alma. It says a Loshim that Tzricha is Chalitza. Mashmi we gave a get to both of them. So Mashmi you have to give two Chalitzas now. So that will be a riot to Rabba Barafuna. That he holds the chalitza psula, one brother does not pata for the other brother. She has to have a chalitza from each brother. And here that's what the Mishnah says, tzrichos. Mashmol, then I have to give a chalitza. And now we answer, no, it doesn't mean all the brothers. It means tzrichos the alma. It just means a double lushin all over. General cases that they'll have to give chalitza. But in each case, only one brother has to give chalitza. Then it says, get lezu b'cholas lezu. And Zachur again, Leim Masala l'shmuel, Tevet Yusuf, Rabbi Yosef, was said before, that mashma, you could give chalitza to the second one, and not to the balas aget, and the Gemara, mikatoni chalitza, again, cholas katoni the evit. Doesn't say lechatchila you're supposed to give the second one chalitza. It's only for the evit, but lechatchila, you could even give the balas aget chalitza also, so it would not be a riot to Shmuel. Cholas v'cholas v'cholas. So the Gemara, listening Nami, why does Namishta say again, einacha biyaklum? The end of the Mishnah says that he give chalitza first, so einach chalitza klum. Again, and then it says again, beer also. Why does the Mishnah end off the same lashon, einach beer klum? When you miyabim one, that's it. So Master Abayev Rav there, Matavai Renachnami, Tony einach beer klum. You should learn, in the Brisa Taka says einach beer klum. But Tana Didan, why does now Tana the Mishnah say it? Hatara Sivom Lashuk Adifulei. Our Tana would rather talk about the Indian of the Yavom is Mut Lashuk, about the Indian of chalitza, not so much of beer. Right, the bain v'yav mechod l'shtei yavamis. Vishleim al Reb Yechon the Yoma. Kula beisa b'lav. The quant Reb Yechon holds it as far as shlichusa. If one brother gives chalitza, it's similar like he gave chalitza for the brothers and for the yavamis. So the role only chay v'lavin. It's k'isach l'ashminim the kedushin toivsim chay v'lavin. That's why Mishnah has to tell us that if you give chalitza, the kedushin is not chal. According to Rebbe Kiva Shita. Ela l'rash lokas, according to Rash Lokish. The Yoma Kula Beisa, the Chorus Koi, Rabbi Yom Shlokesh holds, so one Yovna gives Chalitza, only he has a Chai B'lavin. But the other brothers that did not give Chalitza is a Chai B'krisis. And the Yavama that did not receive Chalitza is also a Chai B'krisis. So if the Chai B'krisis, what's the Chiddush? That Kedushin is not Chal, you have to Chalitza. Pshitan, Chai B'krisis is no Kedushin. For the Yomar Kitzvah, the Chorus Kitzvah Lashmina, the Kedushin Toys from the Chai B'krisis, do we need a Mishnah like this? Anyway, according to you anyway, it's Shmir. Seifa, the end of the Mishnah says like this to Ketani. Boal, in the case where you make Bia, she's your wife. One brother's Miyabno. V'yosa Maimer, then the second brother comes and makes Maimer on her. Is this so, Glashmin and the Kedushin Taysin? He has to tell me that the second brother's Kedushin is not Chal, Be'eshes Ish, like she's already married to the first brother. Pshiti can't make Kedushin and Be'eshes Ish. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Elo, the answer is, I did the Tony Atoris Yovim Echad Vivom Achas. Since it talks about what's the halacha of one yavam to one yavama, then it says Toni Nami Shte Yavamis V'Yavam Echad. It also says the halacha is about one yavam to two yavamis. Now V'Yadi De Toni Shte Yavamis V'Yavam Echad Toni Nami Shte Yavamin V'Yavam Achas. It says also two brothers to one yavama. Even though it's pshita and the Mishnah says all of these cases. It's not a kasha meshlokish. Even though it's chai decreases here, it's not shver why the Mishnah repeats itself and says, Kedushin is not a chal and chai decreases.